This is Fresh Air. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Clara Massoud's new novel, The Burning Girl. Maureen says the book looks at what it's like to be young, female, and afraid.
About halfway through Clara Massoud's new novel, called The Burning Girl, our narrator, a 12-year-old girl named Julia, makes this pronouncement. "Sometimes," Julia says, "I felt that growing up and being a girl was about learning to be afraid. Not paranoid exactly, but always alert and aware, like checking out the exits in the movie theater or the fire escape in a hotel. You came to know, in a way you hadn't as a kid, that the body you inhabited was vulnerable, imperfectly fortified." Like most such pronouncements, this one can be picked apart and qualified, but within the tight confines of Massoud's novel, the grim truth of Julia's words is indisputable. The Burning Girl reads like an updated Gothic tale, in part because it has so many of the traditional trappings of the genre, a decaying mansion, an evil guardian, and ghosts, and in part because it's a novel about the friendship between two adolescent girls. And what life journey could be more Gothic than the passage through adolescence? Julia and her best friend Cassie have been inseparable since they met in nursery school in their small Massachusetts town. Julia's parents are college-educated professionals. Cassie's mother is a hospice nurse. She doesn't know her dad. In the giddy fog of childhood, the girls' different class backgrounds and family situations don't matter until adolescence hits, and then everything begins to matter. Looking back, Julia recalls how, during the crucial summer before seventh grade, she and Cassie are emboldened to walk far afield from town on adventures. They swim in an abandoned quarry pool where, as legend has it, a teenager back in the 1980s dived in and never surfaced again. They wander deep into the woods and break into a decrepit mansion that had once been a women's asylum. Inside, the decor is straight out of Charlotte Perkins Gilman's Gothic feminist short story, The Yellow Wallpaper. Empty cells with metal bedsteads, blooming mold on the walls in shades of orange, watermelon, and lime. All this place lacks is a resident madwoman, but it won't have to wait for long. Because Massoud is such a precise and restrained writer, the girl's haunted summer walking tour remains credible as well as evocative. For instance, she shows Julia struggling to find just the right word to describe the color of the boulders in the quarry. Not gold exactly, but tawny, like a lion. And she characterizes the gloom inside the asylum's common room as being hazed with dust. But it's when Julia and Cassie enter the world of seventh grade, a time when things naturally get weird, that Massoud reminds us readers what a psychologically deft writer she is and how powerfully she can communicate emotions without spelling them out. Cassie begins to pull away from Julia. She becomes friends with girls who wear push-up bras and makeup, and she starts sneaking off to boy-girl parties. The fading away of the friendship is performed in pantomime. Neither Julia nor Cassie speaks a word to each other about what's going on. Instead, as Julia recalls, "We step through the looking glass into a world all of fake friendliness. I had other friends, but I'd lost the friend I loved best and had loved without thinking for as long as I could remember, and it seemed absolutely essential not to appear to care." A lot more happens in The Burning Girl, but overall, this is a novel that's made distinct by its mood more than its story. The climax here melds together the mundane griefs and cruelties of adolescence with the eerie atmosphere of those dark woods and that asylum. Like most of Massoud's other novels, The Burning Girl deeply excavates the subject of female loneliness. Growing up female, as Julia tells us, may indeed have something to do with learning to be afraid. but in writing on the difficult topics of abandonment, betrayal, and isolation, Masood herself is fearless.
Marin Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Burning Girl by Clara Masood. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the risk of nuclear war with North Korea. My guest will be New Yorker staff writer Evan Osnos, who spent 4 days in Pyongyang last month, where he says talk of nuclear war is everywhere, including on TV and billboards. We'll talk about why this has become an especially risky time and the difficulties the leaders of the U.S. and North Korea have in interpreting each other's actions and words. We'll also talk about his experiences in North Korea. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Mooj Zaidi, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.